In the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cobb. Non-residents of the city of Rock Hill will be seeing some increases for fees of city-run recreation programs starting next month. It comes after York County Council voted to eliminate a long-standing funding agreement that helped offset costs to municipalities.
I think all the cities wish we weren't in this position. I wish the funding that had been fought for since January could have stayed in place and we didn't have to do these increased rates. But unfortunately, this is what we've got, so this is the best way to react.
That's City of Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism Director Mark Sexton. For over 20 years, this funding arrangement allowed residents living outside the city limits to pay the same program rates as those within the city. Rock Hill has to replace over $470,000 in what was normally supplied by the county for unincorporated residents. The increase seems to align similar to that of Tiga K with a $70 surcharge. Sexton says the cities worked together on figuring out pricing for the change.
But yeah, trying to just work together. You know, we know people are going from area to play, and so if we're all kind of in the same spot, then, you know, no matter where they go, they're going to end up paying somewhere for roughly the exact same cost. But then that lets Fort Mill, that lets TKK, and that lets Rock Hill at least recoup some of that funds that they're losing from the county.
In a letter to participants, PRT emphasized that the city would not share residents' personal data with the county, despite a request to do so. To see the full list of increases, you can visit our website at WRHI.com.